Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Bluck commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. U.S. farmers could generate as much as $1 billion while cutting pesticide use if an array of biotech crops currently in development is approved by regulators and adopted by farmers, according to the National Center for Food and Agricultural Policy. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. It seems that whenever new technology is introduced, the critics come out of the woodwork. I guess it's always been that way. Hybrid seed corn was not accepted for years. Pasteurization of milk faced fierce opposition. And today, genetically modified food products are met with great suspicion in some countries. Yet all of these technologies have delivered and are delivering enormous benefits to mankind. Another example is irradiation of meat to kill dangerous, sometimes deadly bacteria. I was at a meeting with Deputy Director of the Food and Drug Administration, Lester Crawford, this week. He made the case for food irradiation. Every year, 5,000 Americans die from foodborne diseases. U.S. Department of Agriculture just initiated the largest recall of meat in our history. That recall costs millions of dollars, and people die from bad meat. Of course, if the customer will thoroughly cook the meat, that's fine, but they don't always do it. And unfortunately, the public has not been quick to accept irradiation. Just sound the word, and some people worry about glowing in the dark. So call it electron pasteurization, and use an electron beam to kill the bacteria. Pasteurization is well accepted today. Of course, the process will add a small cost to the price of meat. But the shelf life of the meat is extended and lives will be saved. With such vital and powerful benefits, you have to wonder how anyone could oppose such technology. The World Health Organization gives irradiation a safe seal of approval, and so does our USDA and the Food and Drug Administration. Still, you have Ralph Nader's public voice sounding the alarm, trying to scare the consumer. Well, my perception is Ralph Nader is wrong again. Good technology will carry the day, as it has in the past. Until next week, I am John Bluck from Washington.